The end of the largest teacher walkout in Arizona history could be near. Yesterday, leaders of the Red for Ed movement announced that if the state legislature passes a budget that provides the significant raises for teachers and funding for education they've been promised, they will go back to class tomorrow.
Our fight is not over. We have options. But it is time for us to get back to our students and back into our classrooms. We need to continue the fight for the additional resources our students need.
You just heard Rebecca Gorelli, one of the leaders of Arizona Educators United, speaking at the state capitol yesterday. The budget as written includes hundreds of millions of dollars in restorative funding for education and a 9% bump in teacher raises next year.
Even if the walkout ends tomorrow, though, organizers say the fight will continue into November's elections. We'll hear more about that from organizers in a minute. But now we're joined by KJZZ's Will Stone, who is live at the capitol this morning where teachers are gathered again. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So what is the mood at the Capitol this morning?
The mood is still very vibrant, very energetic. There are hundreds of people out here, and you would never really know that this is in its fifth day. People are lined up to get into the House of Representatives and Senate to, you know, make their presence known.
Wow. So have you spoken with any teachers? What are they thinking? What are they saying about the looks like the end of the walkout tomorrow going back to class?
In general, the teachers I've spoken to this morning believe that this is likely to be the last day of the walkout. Many have had communications from their schools that school will reopen tomorrow, hopefully. This is somewhat, you know, contingent on whether the legislature passes a budget. Mm-hmm. But generally, what I'm hearing is that there's a recognition they have not received all they wanted to in terms of, you know, demands to raise education funding, but that they really feel this has galvanized and really connected teachers in the state in a way that they have not seen before.
So they feel like this has not been a waste, even though they didn't get exactly everything they wanted.
Exactly. I mean, disappointment is definitely a word I've heard from a number of teachers here. But a lot of them say this is really just, this is the beginning, because for once we have, you know, this huge outpouring of support, and they really feel that the public and parents are still on their side in terms of understanding the need for more funding, and that, yes, this has been inconvenient for parents and lots of people, but that a little bit of inconvenience is necessary to make their voices heard, even if the legislature seems like it may not, you know, go along with all that they've asked for.
Right, right. On the other end of that, are they also looking forward to getting back into the classroom?
That is, I have heard that. And that I've even heard teachers say that actually tomorrow they'll be wearing, you know, they'll still be wearing red, mm-hmm. and that they're going to go in and actually talk to their students about activism and the importance of, you know, being engaged in the political process. I had one teacher tell me that she comes here every year with her students for a field trip and they learn a bit about, you know, the legislative process, but she's going to take these lessons and really actually impart them to her students so they understand what has been going on and that it's not just a bunch of teachers leaving school, that they really are fighting for them.
And Will, finally, the Educators United, the people organizing this, have vowed that they will keep the fight going. Is that the message you're also getting from the teachers there gathered on the lawn again today?
Very much so. Very much so. And I think there's a recognition that, you know, you do have to return to school and business as normal. But there's a lot of talk about ballot measures, a lot of talk about coming out very strong in the election. And I've had several teachers say, you know, they realize now coming down here, watching lawmakers not necessarily going along with their demands, they know who supports them and who doesn't support mm-hmm. them, and that they will make sure to have that reflected come November.
All right. That's KJZZ's Will Stone live at the state capitol as the teacher walkout looks like it may be ending. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Lawmakers are debating budget bills at the state capitol right now, and if they can pass a plan that significantly increases money for education, the thousands of teachers who have been protesting outside of the capitol for the last 5 days say they will go back to the classroom. Governor Doug Ducey and Republican lawmakers say they have a plan that will give a 9% increase to teachers next year and includes hundreds of millions of dollars in K-12 funding. We'll hear more about where this all leaves us in a few minutes.
But first, we go to the capitol, where KJZZ's Will Stone is reporting live. Will, good morning again.
Good morning, Steve.
So what has changed in the past 60 minutes from what you told us last? A lot more teachers out there, a lot more excitement. What's going on?
certainly a lot more people out here. We had many iterations of when the Saints go marching in playing. We have bands out here, lots of people with tents, and many of the teachers filed into the Senate and House of Representatives chambers to have their presence be seen by the lawmakers who are in there right now looking over the budget.
And now that it seems like this is likely the final day of the walkout, is there a special message these teachers want to send to lawmakers today?
The overwhelming message was that this is only the first step, and that we will be back, whether that is through a ballot measure or in the election. I've heard from many teachers here who say, you know, they were never that involved politically and engaged because they're just busy with teaching and with all the normal things people do. And that for the first time, they're really going to be out there campaigning, handing out flyers and becoming politically involved. And that they're also now aware of, you know, who supports them and who doesn't.
And from the earlier conversation we had with Joe Thomas of the Arizona Education Association, one thing he pointed out that was a plus was that now teachers know each other. They know that it is possible to have this movement. They sort of came together and coalesced into something really important. Is that a vibe you picked up from teachers this morning?
Certainly. I talked to a number of people, including some teachers who are retired and others who've been teaching for 20, 30 years, and say they have never seen anything like this, that now they understand that they're a force to be reckoned with, that there are thousands and thousands of them, and that, you know, lawmakers see that too and understand that they can organize and can really push for change. And maybe it won't happen this session, but it will happen, you know, when they come and they vote and make their voices heard.
Historic moments in Arizona history. KJZZ's Will Stone from the state capitol. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
This morning, there's been a lot of teacher talk as the last day settles in for those who walked out of school and down to the Capitol. From KJZZ's education desk, Casey Kuhn has been reporting on this every single day of this walkout, and she joins us now in studio. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning.
So what more is there to cover? We know the strike is probably over tomorrow, and we saw the 50,000-plus people who came out Thursday to fill the streets. What have you seen while you've been in the thick of it?
Well, I've seen a lot of red, of course. It does kind of feel like a strange sense of ending, you know. It feels like the strike just started and now it's over or could be over tomorrow. And, you know, as a reporter, the adrenaline and excitement of covering breaking news and meeting all of these new people and really dedicated and passionate people is just kind of what keeps you going. And I'd say from all those passionate people that I spoke to, the feeling was the same. This Red for Ed movement has inspired people. We just heard from Will, who said the same thing, who feel like they really haven't been heard for a decade or more. They feel like they've been living with the status quo of little funding in their classrooms and that the most they could really even do is just complain to each other. Now everyone is listening. Now they're using their collective voice to go to the Capitol during a school day, get up and say, we're upset, we've been upset, and you deserve to hear that, and that's to lawmakers. So, like, how many special ed bus drivers have you ever met? probably not that many, unless you have a special ed child. Sarah Barker is one of them. She works at Gilbert Public Schools, and she's been doing it for 17 years.
As support staff, we are the bottom of the barrel. The forgotten ones. Our monitors work for minimum wage. They're the ones who are sitting in the back with the special needs kids who sometimes get bit, scratched, punched.
You know, she says her school lost two certified bus drivers this year just because the charter schools nearby actually will pay them more each week.
Yeah. One thing that's been talked about a lot is the sheer diversity of the people coming out to the Capitol over the last 5 days. There are support staff like her, teachers, charter school educators as well. Did you get the sense that all of them were united in this, or were there some mixed feelings?
So if we go back a day or so, you know, we did see a few counter-protesters. There's also a new movement that I've seen on social media. It's being called Purple for Parents. But when I was out there, I didn't see any of that personally. So let's just say about 95% of the people out there and the ones I spoke to all had the same goal, of course, demand their lawmakers hear them and take some sort of action, if it's in the budget, like we just spoke about, to get any more money into their paychecks in their classrooms. So I think one interesting thing we can look at is the Democratic type of action to vote for the strike last week. But I think we saw a lateral decision at the top being made just yesterday to end the strike Thursday. So both choices that garnered mixed reactions from everybody. But when you have so many people involved, that's bound to happen, of course. Even some of the dissenting voices I spoke to, like charter school teacher Billy Robb, it's Arizona's Republic columnist, Robert Robb's son, just FYI, he thinks the Red for Ed movement is in this for the right reasons, but maybe could use some more voices and input.
I think it would be a good idea to have, within the strategic decision-making circle, have representation of people who are conservative, people who are from charter schools. That's how good decisions happen.
So yeah, maybe he's following along with his dad's commentary footsteps. You know, I met him initially back in March when he came out to the Capitol rally fully in support. So it's just one example of how perception can change over time.
Yeah, yeah. So if the budget's passed today, the teachers go back to school tomorrow. That's the plan. Where is all of this energy going to go, you think? Change is slow in a democracy, but this movement has demanded a lot of change right now that didn't happen completely. So what's the next step, you think?
Right. Like Will was saying, I think we're going to be looking towards November. And right now is actually a great time to kind of look back and see what's going on in states that actually helped spur this movement here, West Virginia, Oklahoma. And I think shortly we might even see something happen like this in Colorado. Teachers walked out there the same day as Arizona last week. They haven't been striking, though, the same all along. But I did talk to someone whose sister teaches there, and he says they're watching this movement really closely to see what they should do next. So, and then backing up, if we go to Oklahoma, teachers walked out there for 9 days. What's happening now? Well, people who were in that movement decided to run for state legislature. Mm-hmm. Of course, we also know there's a ballot initiative gathering signatures as we speak right here. At the Capitol, teachers are volunteering to get those signatures. So the decision to end a walkout now, as schools are almost out and teachers will have a little more time to be active in the summer, kind of looks like a tactical one. If you're playing poker and you're up, it's a decision to quit while you're ahead or keep going and possibly lose it all. And here we're kind of talking about public support. So either way, if teachers go back to work tomorrow, it's time to look to November for elections.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn from our education desk. Casey, thanks.
You're welcome.